This is Unmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmill Radio News Update at 8. I am Barberson Harris. The Joint Committees on Ways, Means, and Finance and Public Accounts of both houses at the National Legislature Monday started budget hearings with a call on all agencies to appear in time for the screening processes. The House's Chair on Ways, Means, and Finance, Prince Moyi, said only 2 weeks will be allotted for revenue and expenditure components of the national budget. Representative Moyi noted that with the upcoming national elections, there is a need to speed up the budget hearing.
We want to inform all of the agencies that are invited for this hearing to be on time for the fact that this budget, fiscal 17-18, will be one budget that we want the execution to begin by July 1st of this year. As such, we are not going to leave any stone unturned. We have scheduled ourselves to discuss the revenue component of the budget within a week. So we're going to stay here up to 5 or even beyond 5 o'clock if the need arises.
Representative Prince Moyi of Bong County. About 22 civil society organizations in Liberia have launched a human rights advocacy platform. An executive of the platform told on Unmill Radio that they will release regular updates on the human rights situation in the country. Lucifer Woods added that this highlights the need for the civil society and government to work together to promote a culture for the respect for human rights in the society. Woods pointed out that the support of the public will also be crucial to the success of the work of the platform. The initiative is designed to promote respect for human rights in the society. United Youth for Peace, Education, Transparency and Development says it is undertaking a campaign for the passage of the WASH bill. The executive director of the group said they have started engaging those who are responsible for the passage of the bill at the level of the Liberian Senate. Timothy Kwee described their meeting with members of the Senate as fruitful and added that they have been assured of the passage of the bill. Mr. Kwee said there is a need for the passage of the bill in order to have an agency responsible specifically for water management. The news is coming to you from Unmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Zambia's hopes of becoming only the second African nation to win the Under-20 World Cup are over after a 3-2 defeat to Italy on Monday. A thrilling quarterfinal tie in Suwon, South Korea, was settled in extra time by a goal from Luca Vido. The Zambians paid dearly for giving the Italian playmaker the freedom of the Zambian penalty area in the second period of extra time. The Zambians will also be kicking themselves for failing to take advantage of playing against 10 men following the expulsion of Giuseppe Pezzella just before halftime. Pezzella received a straight red card for a professional foul on goal-bound Edward Chilufya. And Finnish police officers may face prosecution for posting racist comments about migrants in a secret Facebook group. The comments were revealed by Long Play, a Finnish investigative news site. The National Police Board has passed the material to Finland's state prosecutor. The secret group spreads anti-immigrant messages from far-right sources. The comments included crude jokes about mixed race rapper Musta Barbari. There was also derision of an asylum seeker who attempted suicide in Helsinki in March. That's the Unmill Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmill, you can log on to www.unmill.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmill2003, or Twitter/UnmillNews. I am Barberson Harris. Good morning.